Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Cofola's second quarter 2019 results conference call. I hand over to your hosts, Pavel Jakubik and Daniel Bury. Sir, please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Cofola first half year and second quarter 2019 conference call. My name is Pavel Jakubik, Cofola Group CFO. Generally, in soft drink business, the sales peak appears in the second and third quarter of the year due to the increased consumption in the spring and summer months. Unfortunately, this May was one of the coldest and rainiest months over the last decade in all countries where Cofola operates. Due to the unfavorable weather in May, we lost about 85 million Czech crowns in revenues comparing to last year and our budget, which has negative impact on our contribution and profit. The sunny weather in June was not sufficient to cover all the losses incurred in May. Despite the significant drop in revenues in May, in the first half year, Cofola Group reports revenues of 3,032,000,000 Czech crowns, which means growth of 3.4%, while the second quarter revenue were just flat compared to second quarter 2018 at the level of 1,741,000,000 Czech crowns. The growth of revenue in the first 6 months was visible in all business segments and mainly in Adriatic region. The gross profit margin of 47% remained flat in 6 months period due to the very good first quarter result, while being 2 percentage points lower in the second quarter 2019 versus second quarter 2018. The positive effect of lower sugar prices, approximately 40 million Czech crowns, was more than offset by increased cost of PET resin, personal cost in production, and high repair and maintenance. When we move to selling and marketing distribution costs, in 6 months, they achieved 1,031,000,000 Czech crowns, and they were higher by 6%. The increase was mainly driven by increased payroll costs, higher logistic costs, mainly in Czechoslovakia segment, and the costs arising in Leros, which was acquired just at the end of March 2018. Administrative costs in the first 6 months amounted to 220 million and increased by 12%. The increase is mainly attributable to the cost of Leros, cost connected with the option scheme, higher payroll costs, and higher depreciation expense for administration assets. When we move to EBITDA, group EBITDA in the first 6 months achieved 425 million Czech crowns and decreased by 7%, means 33 million decrease. The main drivers for the lower EBITDA were lost contribution in May, increased logistic costs, payroll, and increased material, packaging, and repair maintenance expenses. The impact on second quarter EBITDA were very similar to those discussed earlier. Also, the decrease just in second quarter was higher than in the first 6 months due to the very good performance in first quarter 2019 that partly mitigated the lower second quarter 2019 performance. Additionally, performance in second quarter 2018 as a base for comparison was very good due to the warm spring months. Financial net finance result in first 6 months decreased by 25 million due to higher market interest rates. It were several times increased by Czech National Bank in the period between June 2018 and June 2019. Now our loans are based on this PRIBOR, and also the foreign exchange gains that were recorded in comparative periods in first 6 months 2018, while Cofola Group realized foreign exchange losses in first 6 months 2019. If it goes for income taxes, in the first 6 months, the group income tax amounted to 70 million and increased by 22 million due to partial release of deferred tax assets related to investment incentives and decrease of deferred tax assets from provisions. Quick comment regarding the net debt position. The group consolidated net debt amounted to 2.9 billion Czech crowns at the end of June 2019, which represents an increase of 20% compared to 2.4 billion at the end of 2018. And the increase was influenced by the capitalization of leases due to the initial application of IFRS 16, the new standard, we already discussed during previous calls, and already and the second reason was the higher capital expenditures in the reported period. The group consolidated net debt just the 12 months EBITDA at the end of June 2018 was 2.9 compared to 2.3 at the end of the year. Let's move to key business segments. Start with the biggest one, most important, Czechoslovakia segment. Despite the unfavorable weather impact in May, Czechoslovakia segment sales grew in the first 6 months by 1.1%. And the growth was mainly driven by sales of Kofola, Riot, Royal Crown Cola, and Semtex. Share of Royal Crown Cola and the Czechoslovakia segment is still growing by double-digit percentage thanks to its great popularity among customers, which is visible especially in the Horeca channel. Nearly all brands were growing compared to the first 6 months 2018, and also all formats showed the increase, with on-the-go format being the most dynamic. On the other hand, at-home format showing just the slight growth. Now, one success of our innovation acquisition from last year, the Water Clash Torna. At the end of first quarter 2019, we started to sell the mineral water Clash Torna, and during first few months, we already sold to our customers over 1.5 billion bottles, and our mineral water reached 2.5% market share in Slovakia, which is great success. And additionally, the fresh news that by the mid of August we already met our yearly target and sold more than 2 million bottles of Clash Torna. So we hope that this is a significant success that will further improve our performance in water category. In the second quarter, Kofola Group continued keeping the highest Horeca market shares on Czech and Slovak market. On Czech, market share is 26%, Slovakia 41%, which positively contributed to the improved results of this segment. The adjusted EBITDA in Czechoslovakia reached 368 million Czech crowns, which unfortunately represents a decline of 9%. This decrease is influenced mainly by increased logistics, payroll, and repair and maintenance expense, as well as already commented poor performance in May due to the very bad weather. The increased logistics in the Czechoslovakia segments, there are several reasons for that. One is negative trend of increased salaries among all our companies. So also, in our case, we had to be competitive and increase salaries, especially in warehousing and logistics department. The increases were quite significant, and also we paid more for external warehousing, more for transport, higher oil price as negative impact, as well as the higher transport of returnable packages from customers to the production plant. Now, I will move to Adriatic region. In the first 6 months, Adriatic region continued with positive revenue growth of 7%. Negative weather effect in May, there was also visible there, was compensated by increased sales of Pepsi Water Studena and increased sales of Radenska brand in both Slovenia and Croatia, mainly due to its 150th anniversary of Radenska brand and related strong marketing support. Higher revenue was reached in both Radenska and Studena companies, with Croatian subsidiary growing even faster than Radenska. The growth was especially visible in HoReCa market, but also at home and on-the-go formats were growing. Due to increased revenue and well-managed costs, the performance in the Adriatic segment was better than in the comparative period, which led to the increased EBITDA by 9 million, 80%. Despite the higher revenues and improvement in profitability in our Croatian subsidiary Studenac, EBITDA is still slightly below our expectation. We need additional revenue growth to get the benefit of scale that would ensure targeted EBITDA margin. Let's move now to the third business segment, Fresh and Herbs. In the first 6 months in this segment, we achieved a double-digit growth, mainly as a result of recent Leroy's acquisition. The like-to-like growth was 3% after exclusion of Leroy's effect. The adjusted EBITDA of the Fresh and Herb segment decreased by 6 million, which was influenced mainly by the result of Leroy's, which is investing in its marketing activities and positioning on Czech and Slovak market. Now, a few words about sub-segments. Because as you know, in this segment we report Hugo, Leroy's and Premium Rosa. So let's start with Hugo. In the first 6 months and second quarter, we continued with further positive revenue growth. And there was visible improved performance, mainly in fresh bars and salateries, leading to positive EBITDA there. And the productivity was growing, and there was also well-managed support franchising concept. In July 2019, we moved the production of our packaged salad products into a new modern plant, which should help us in the improvement of the productivity and the production capacity. And as a result, lead to improvement in EBITDA in this part of Hugo business, which is still not performing as fresh bars and salateries. Leroy's. Leroy's revenue in the first 6 months and second quarter were slightly above last year, but below our expectation. But it's fair to mention that currently for herbal teas, there is out-of-season period, and the season will start just in September. So we hope that with our innovations, we will be well prepared for this season. Now, I will comment quickly our recent acquisition. In the beginning of July, Coppola announced acquisition of Czech-based company Espresso, founded in 2002. Coppola Group overtakes the whole company, including the Cafe Reserva trademark, distribution network, and all employees. The annual turnover of the company is approximately 90 million Czech crowns, and EBITDA close to 10 million Czech crowns. By the acquisition, we acquired also a distribution of a premium brand, Dilmah Teas. Entering coffee segment and further strengthening our position in the tea business will give us a much stronger total beverage proposition to sell to our customers, and additionally, We perceive great synergies with our existing HoReCa portfolio and significant expansion of the existing range of soft drinks and herbal teas. Our goal is to further develop a coffee culture and provide great service to our customers. So I will briefly summarize this second quarter and first 6 months performance. It was influenced not only by the unfavorable weather in May, but also by cost increases. But the good news is that our July performance, which will be reported the part of third quarter, was very good in all our business segments. We exceeded our expectations. And together with strong marketing support for the remaining part of the year, it gives us confidence that we are well positioned and prepared to successfully manage the rest of the summer season. And we keep our original EBITDA target of 1 billion 80 million Czech crowns for the year 2019. I think it was briefly all from my side, and now there is a place for your questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now start our question and answer session. If you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding until we have our first question. Our first question comes from Jakub Mitian from Wood & Co. Go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my question. First, I would start with the last comment that you have made, that you are still keeping your guidance on EBITDA for the full year. And I want to ask you, what do you plan to do differently for the second half in order to meet the target? That would be my first question. And the second question would be regarding the price mix in Czechoslovakia, given that in second quarter we have seen a 5% decrease on a year-on-year basis. If you could talk about what has changed in the second quarter comparing to the second quarter of last year, and how do you see the price mix shaping up for the rest of the year? Thank you.
Well, thank you for your questions. Let's start with this guidance. We are still just in the middle of the season, so the unfavorable performance in May, which negatively influenced our second quarter results, there is a really high potential that, and we already proved it in July, that we will mitigate it. So the weather now is very positive for us, and we are growing in the Adriatic region, also our position in HoReCa market in Czech and Slovak market gives us confidence that we will manage our yearly target. This third quarter is crucial for us, and I think well prepared. Although it's fair to mention that our price increases were just especially in Czechoslovak market were implemented during the period. So it was not just that from the first day of 2019 there were new increased source prices. So we hope that we will benefit for the rest of the year with already implemented price increases, while the consumption of our products will be still high. Now there are several marketing campaigns in place, and also the Christmas time is very important for us, and we managed in the past this Christmas season with very positive EBITDA results. Second question. Regarding the price mix in the Czechoslovak region, Well, what we see on the market is that from the volume perspective, the markets are not growing such extent, but from the value perspective, especially Czech market is performing very well, and our position there is very strong, so we'll benefit on that. The only category that was declining was category of syrups, but we already implemented some price adjustments and a new marketing campaign, so quite confident that also in this category we will perform better in the second half of the year. For the rest, I think our product is performing very well, and especially the innovations as I mentioned, Royal Crown, to a small extent, currently over Plaštona is helping us.
Thank you. And if I may, one more follow-up question on the sugar costs for 2020. You commented in the first quarter that you are trying to manage or lock in the prices for 2020 sugar contracts already right now. If you could comment now, how has that process developed? Thank you.
We have regular meetings with our sugar suppliers. We are in the process of negotiation the prices for the next year. So currently, the contracts have not been signed. What we see on the market is it was already announced by me during the previous call that the spot prices of sugar are much higher than what we realized in 2019. So the prices of sugar for next year could start the level of 400 euro per ton, but we are just in the mid of negotiation process. And definitely, as I mentioned earlier, we will benefit from the current to a certain extent using the current sugar prices also for 2020. And the exact volume and mechanism how it will be realized is still under negotiation. But the price increase in sugar will definitely be there, visible in our segment.
Thank you very much.
Our next question comes from Peter Bartek from Erste Group. Please go ahead.
Good morning. I would like to ask you about the impact of the weather in May. Maybe you commented on that in the beginning of the call, but I connected a bit later. Second, you had quite a high capex in the Q2. What new production line was it related to? What's the reason? And if you can confirm the capex guidance for the full year. Also, if you could comment on the reaction of your customers to price increases in the Czech Republic and in Slovakia, what do you see in the market if they absorb it, or is there any resistance? And last question is regarding the prices of raw materials for the bottles. If you already see some decline, or should we expect negative impact again in next quarters? Thank you.
Thank you, Peter. There was a lot of questions, so I will start to read. Let's start with the first one, negative effect of rainy and cold May. I already mentioned that we lost in revenues about 85 million Czech crowns, which in fact led also to the lost contribution and EBITDA margins for this month. So it was definitely a significant hit, and it was not easy to, let's say, compensate it by the sunny weather in June. If it goes for the CAPEX, yeah, we finalized the new production line in Kokola, Slovakia for PET. That was the key CAPEX for 2019 in the second quarter, and also partly in the first quarter there were some advances paid for this production line. We go further, help us to increase our productivity. But that was in line with our budget. So I mean that despite this relatively high CAPEX in the first 6 months, we still keep our CAPEX guidance for 2019. It should be in the range of 450 to 500 million Czech crowns. Your next question regarding the price increases. They have been absorbed by the market, I think, as compared to the previous years, where we were just maybe the first ones and sometimes even the only one increasing the prices. This year, there were fewer and other competitors also increasing the sales prices even earlier. We were successful, and these price increases had the negative impact on lost revenues to the extent that it will be noticeable and visible. The last question, if I noticed well, was PET resin. In the first 6 months, definitely there was negative impact on our gross profit margin because PET resin increased compared to 2018, but the prices now are more or less stable, and we expect that for the rest of the year we should be more or less on the same prices that we are at the moment.
Thank you.
As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. The next question is from Mr. Sukiko. Please go ahead.
Good morning. A quick question on the EBITDA. In order to be on track for 2018, do you consider some potential cost-cutting exercise or some cost adjustments? First question. And second, could you maybe elaborate briefly on the EBITDA for next year?
Well, I will start with the second part of the question. Comment our EBITDA target for next year during the publication of our annual results. That was our practice in the past, and so far there is no reason to change it. So we will introduce it during the call commenting the full year results somewhere mid of March. If it goes for EBITDA for this year, just because of one full month, there was so far no reason to significantly look at the cost cutting. Definitely, yeah, we are monitoring our costs and where feasible, especially in some, let's say, areas that are not supporting the further business growth. We already implemented some cost cuttings, but it was not in the maybe scale that you are asking for. So we are monitoring our key cost drivers every month, and the majority of them were reflected in our budget. So it means salary increase, logistic cost increase, in fathers. So by introduced price increase of our products in all business segments, we to the significant extent cover those increased costs.
Thank you.
As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. We have no further questions. Dear speakers, back to you for the conclusion.
Thank you for your questions, for participating in this call. Despite this EBITDA not exceeding the last year result, we strongly believe that our business is well positioned, and I hope that when commenting the third quarter results, I will be able to introduce you more positive figures, and we will keep our EBITDA targets. Thank you and see you later. Bye.
This concludes today's conference call. Thank you all for your participation. You may now disconnect.